Thank you, Jackson. I'd like to, as our last speaker, introduce Diane D'Arrigo from the Nuclear Information Resource Service.
I wanted to point out before we go any further that if this cask were real and if there were real radioactive waste in it, it would not be wise at all for us to be sitting here. That if I were pregnant in my eighth month, that it could affect the intelligence of my child. It could affect whether or not that child developed leukemia. And if I were in a traffic jam with this truck, that I may not even realize what was happening. So I just wanted to point that out as we all sit here. I want to thank the performers for drawing attention to continuing atrocities of this government against Native people, against Latino communities, against the poor communities to which the wastes are targeted, and pointing out the risks to the entire country along who all people who travel on the roads and rails or live near the roads and rails. The status of the bills that would put more radioactive waste, exponentially increase the amount of radioactive waste going through our roads and rails, is as follows. The Ward Valley Land Transfer Bill, S-964, would force the transfer of sacred land for five Native American nations from the U.S. Bureau of Land Management to the state of California, exempting it from all federal environmental land management and other laws, and removing the right of judicial review in the courts. That bill is in the Senate Energy Committee. A hearing was held. No Native American voices were allowed to speak at this hearing. The one woman, the Kashan tribal council member who did try to make a statement, was physically removed from the hearing room. That bill, as I said, is in the Commerce Committee in the Senate. It was in the past introduced in both the House and the Senate. It was part of a larger bill that the President has vetoed. The President is committed to vetoing that land transfer bill, and there's not a bill yet introduced in the Senate this year, but we might expect to see one. In the House, I'm sorry. We might expect to see one. The other so-called low-level radioactive waste bill, the Texas Compact, H.R. 629 and S-270, it is expected to come up on the House floor in the next week. No one knows the exact scheduling, but that's my latest information. It will trigger the movement, tens of thousands more shipments from the Northeast down to a small community in the Rio Grande border area. It would probably take waste from around the country. It triggers $50 million in funding to build the dump in this community. It, as I said, is ready to go to the floor in the House and the Senate any day. It violates the La Paz Agreement with Mexico. It appears to violate Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. And civil rights complaints have been filed against both the Ward Valley and the Texas dumps. The Mobile Chernobyl Bill, H.R. 1270 and S-104, it has passed the Senate. As many of you know, S-104 passed the Senate, but with enough votes to sustain the President's committed veto. It passed out of the Commerce Committee just last week. The plan had been for it to come up in Commerce Committee this week, but to avoid attention from the folks here today, it was rushed through last week. It now goes to two other committees. It has 30 days to be dealt with in those committees and could come to the floor in just 3 weeks. So we've got 3 weeks to alert the American public that the House could vote on Mobile Chernobyl. Let's see, final point. And as was mentioned here, Mobile Chernobyl will trigger tens of thousands of shipments, and the route goes right just a mile from here through this area, so it does impact us literally close to home here and people around the country. I want to thank, again, the performers for helping to draw attention to these issues, to taking the issue to the public around the country. Thanks a lot.